This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Happy to have you with us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we relish the opportunity to watch liberal minds explode. Thrilled to have you with us. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com. And on Facebook and True Social, at The John Whitmer Show. And, of course, on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. A couple events coming up. Just give you a quick mark your calendars. This Thursday, the Sedgwick County Republican Party is holding their monthly meeting at Wichita Builders Association. The speaker is Attorney General Chris Kobach. So should be a good evening with the Attorney General. I would imagine, Phil, that we will be recording an interview with him and play that for you next Sunday.
That would be great.
That would be my guess. Also, tickets selling fast. The Kansans for Life banquet at Park City Arena with Rachel Campos Duffy from Fox News is coming up on March 25th. You can get information at KFL.org. Don't forget March 27th, the Young Republicans monthly meeting and the weekly Pachyderm Club. So there's your calendar. Bunch of stuff to mark. All that information's on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So, and next Sunday, we will be back in Topeka broadcasting live from the Ramada Hotel in Topeka, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. Phil will be here in the studios. I'll be up in Topeka. Got a great show planned. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. What, having me out of the studio? What? Yeah, okay. Love you too, brother. Love you. I see where you are. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, always curious who you're going to, you've got that big hook.
Yeah.
Who you're going
to pull
into the.
I do. Yeah, there's a lot of, get over here. Get over here.
Looking forward to it.
Like Scorpion from, what was the game? Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yeah. Get over here. It's trice. But we've got a great show planned for you tonight. Olivia Krolchek, who is an ambassador at the Riley Gaines Center, will share highlights from her recent trip to Wichita State University, as well as the launch of the Riley Gaines Center Spring Campus Tour. And we'll talk some of the just nonsense with all the trans stuff that's going on. Councilman Dalton Glasscock will bring us an update from Wichita City Hall. Amber May, host of the aptly named Amber May Show, will tell us why the Associated Press is suing the Trump administration, claiming they were denied access to the president. Cry me a freaking river. And Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter will bring us our weekly Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. He'll be here with us in studio at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Speaking of the transgender nonsense, make you aware of a little something. Last Thursday, sadly, in the midst of Women's History Month, the Wichita City Council voted on a proclamation to officially adopt a Transgender Day of Visibility coming up on the 31st of this month. Again, during Women's History Month, so where, again, the trans are trying to take away something from women. The vote was split down the middle, with the deciding vote coming from, shockingly, Becky Tuttle, who ultimately voted for the proclamation. And I've questioned some of Councilmember Tuttle's votes in the past, her votes for the $600,000 porta potties and millions in art for the water treatment plant while the city is facing a major budget shortfall. But I just don't understand this one. I've said it before on this show, if an adult man or woman, for that matter, wants to dress up in the clothes of the other gender or for that matter, bark like a dog, I don't care. It's a free country. But the city of Wichita doesn't need to normalize, celebrate, and glorify this, which is what this proclamation does. This is a pivotal moment, because the adoption of these kinds of proclamations aligns Wichita with a national radical rainbow agenda. The decision to adopt Transgender Day will have long-lasting impacts, and it's important that Wichitans pay attention, as the future of Wichita's values may very well depend on how council members like Becky Tuttle and others vote on these kinds of controversial issues. And this vote is a clear indication of how critical it is to ensure that future decisions made by the Wichita City Council reflect the true values of the community rather than pushing forward leftist agendas. At a time when the country is ready to move beyond this kind of far-left transgender nonsense, some on the city council are doubling down. Honoring and promoting Transgender Day is no different than embracing biological males invading women's sports. It's the same thing. You're recognizing and you're glorifying. And just to give you some context, people say, oh, it never happens. It's not going to happen. It will never happen. The men and girls' sports things. I pulled just a few stories from across the country, and you can see multiple examples of why a day of visibility celebrating this nonsense is just bad public policy. Frances Stout is a brave high school basketball player from Washington who took a stand when she refused to compete alongside a biologically male athlete. Now, Frances is being accused of bullying, harassment, and intimidation because she stood up for fairness in women's sports. She's being accused of discrimination because she felt it was unfair and unsafe to play against a biological male. An 18-year-old grown man playing on a JV girls basketball team, by the way. And somehow he's the victim. And yes, I said he. An Illinois mom is currently fighting her school district after her 13-year-old daughter was forced to share a locker room with a biological male. And when the daughter objected, they made the girls come in and change in front of. I mean, this is the insanity here. Maine recently awarded the girls' state pole vaulting title, girls state, to a male athlete competing in the girls division. Greeley High School's male star vaulter, Katie, or rather John Spencer, because again, I don't play the nonsense games. 2 years ago, John tied for fifth place in boys pole vault. But this year, he not only won the event, but he also secured the girls team the overall state championships. So this is another opportunity stolen by a biological male, all in the name of fairness and inclusivity. A boy in California just crushed the girls' triple jump record by 8 feet. A.B. Hernandez, a male, also won the long jump and sprint medley relay and is on his way to the women's state championship. Wow, aren't we proud? After stealing these titles, he had the audacity to say, I just keep telling myself you're number one. Yeah, I got a number one for you. This isn't fairness, folks. It's theft. And this isn't just happening to girls' sports. Democrat Governor, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is backing a proposed law to replace the word mother with inseminated person in state statute. I can't even begin to explain how ridiculously offensive it is for women to be reduced to whether they've been inseminated or not. But this is what they're glorifying with this whole wave of tranny nonsense. Multiple states and cities across the country have announced that they will directly defy President Trump's executive order that keeps men out of women's sports. Do the four members of the Wichita City Council who voted for the Trans Day plan to join this effort as well? Are we now going to oppose that? Women's sports are for women, and we owe it to our future generations to preserve that tradition. We'll take a quick break, and then Amber May, host of the Amber May Show, will tell us about why the AP is suing the Trump administration, claiming they were denied access to presidential events. Yeah, I'm real sorry for them. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state and our country, for that matter. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on Twitter, X, at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. The Associated Press sued three Trump administration officials last month over access to presidential events, citing freedom of speech in asking a federal judge to stop the blocking of its journalists. We'll see them in court, the White House press secretary said in response. Good for her. God, what an upgrade, as opposed to Karine Jean-Pierre. With us now to tell us why the AP thinks they're entitled to access to the White House is Amber May, host of the aptly named The Amber May Show. Amber, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
And the pleasure is all mine, John. Thank you for inviting me to be on your broadcast tonight.
So you tell me, maybe it's just arrogance, or they think that they're, you know, because they're just hot whatever on a, you know, I don't want to go there because we don't want to pay a fine. But why was the AP barred? Let's start with this. Why were they barred in the first place?
Well, they're spreading misinformation. You know, every president has the ability to name and rename things. Yep. President Obama did the same thing with Mount McKinley. And to my recollection, I don't remember the media being up in arms with President Obama when he changed the name Mount McKinley to Denali.
Right.
So if you're going to spread misinformation about something like that, then why should the president have you in the inner sanctum? It's not like he revoked their press passes like Joe Biden did to over 440 press.
I remember
people
that.
Of the press, right? So he's just revoking their ability to be on Air Force One or going into the Oval Office, from my understanding. But they still have access to the White House complex. It's not like he's not allowing them to go into, the press area, you know, when they're having press releases and stuff like that. So to my knowledge, they still have access to all that. But again, if you're going to be spreading lies, he's not going to be bringing the media that's lying to the people into the inner sanctum. He's going to have the people that tell the truth.
Well, and for that matter, if that's the standard, spreading lies, when's he going to do the same for CNN, MSLGBTV, and the other Democratic Party mouthpieces? I mean, you might as well throw them out, too, for that matter.
Right. I agree with you. But maybe it's because they picked a fight with him.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No.
Never. People have yet to learn that lesson. Do not pick a fight with Donald Trump. He tends to win, and he tends to fight mean. What gives the AP the idea that they're entitled to White House access, Amber? Is it just because it's, you know, oh, we're the AP, you know, we drink with our pinkies out and our poop doesn't stink? I mean, what is it that makes them think that they're entitled?
I think it's all these years of them being able to call the shots, and no one questioned their narrative, and no one called them out on their lies. And so you just get this entitlement. And so now that things have been changing and the boat's been rocking, they're like, what? Are you talking about me? Oh, no, no, no. You can't talk about me because I'm an elitist. I'm the AP. You know, we tell the news what to say.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things. And where is the inclusivity that they always preach about? Because to me, when they change the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, they're including all the countries in North America. And if you want to
even South America, for that matter.
South America.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You have Central America. So it's very inclusive. He didn't say it's the United States of America, the Gulf of the United States of America, but if you did, well, the Gulf of Mexico has been like that for so long, so we have more land mass, so it would make more sense if you did want to call it the Gulf of the United States versus the Gulf of Mexico. But I think he was very inclusive in changing the name to Gulf of America.
We're talking with Amber May, host of the Amber May Show. Amber, this kind of seems to me like it's all part of the mainstream media. They've been freaking out about how they're losing influence over society. The masses have realized that the media has been lying and manipulating them for decades. It really started with COVID. It's just gone down since then, and the first Trump administration. The trust between mainstream media and the people is, for many of us, it's gone. And mm-hmm. I think that's what this is part of. I mean, isn't the AP one of those entities that's out there telling us how to, you know, what we, you have to say Latinx, you can't say Latina, you, mm-hmm. you know, you got to call women birthing people, that kind of nonsense too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's why my course podcast, Like a Pro, and I'm giving your listeners a discount if they use your name, Whitmer. So if they go to the AmberMayShow.com and they click the tab podcast, Like a Pro, and they use your name, Whitmer, they're going to save money at checkout, because people are turning to independent content creators. Because what do we have to gain by lying to people? The second people find out that independent content creators, such as yourself, such as many of us, are lying to them, they're gonna turn us off like that.
Right.
I mean, all you have is your credibility when you're trying to present information and fact. And so that's why this is what I'm doing, is teaching people how to create their own content. It's so important with the landscape that we see, because you hit it right on the head. Things are changing. They are freaking out because they're losing control. And what I love about all this independent content creators, such as yourself, me, and others, is we're taking the power out of the hands of the few, and it's going to the hands of the many. So the gatekeepers, the traditional gatekeepers like AP, are losing their power of controlling the narrative, because all they have to like deal with all of us, and they're not used to that. They're not used to the competition. And so now we're in a position where we can call them out on their lies. No, President Trump renamed it. This is now the new name, and you just have to deal with it. You don't have, if you don't like it, you don't like it, but this is fact now. So you can either report the truth, or you can face the consequences for suing the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And lose. And you're right. I do think more people are tuning into podcasts. I mean, look at the influence Joe Rogan has, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're tuning into talk radio. They're tuning even the internet to find their news. And that's due in large part, I think, to the way the mainstream media has. I mean, they've been pretty obvious. It's been years that they've been in the tank for the Democrats, but it's just become so obvious lately that even the blind can see it.
That's true. I mean, when you hit millennials where they don't really care about politics and news, and now they're seeing like something's just not right, and they're voting for Donald Trump, then things are really, really bad, because my sister is one of them. She's not like me. She could care less about politics. And by the way, thank you for serving at your state legislator.
Oh,
I'm in the Republican Party here in Arizona. I'm a state and precinct committeeman. I'm also, you know, writing bills here in Arizona and having my legislator sponsor them. So thank you for doing that, because that's a very admirable thing that you've done or are doing. But when it hits them where they don't, when it, things are so bad that it hits them and they can't stop but say, hey, we need a change, then you know they are on the losing side.
Yes, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Amber, I appreciate you. I want my audience, again, if they're interested, they can find the Amber May Show at theambermayshow.com. And you're on X at DJ mm-hmm. Amber May, correct?
Yep. Back from my old radio days.
Hey, you know, that's
and remember, if any of your listeners want to take advantage of the discount I'm offering them, for if they want to start their own show, whatever that might look like, make sure you use the promo code Whitmer to save money. I don't want you to have to pay full price.
I may have to call you. Amber, I appreciate you. Maybe we can find ways to get this this podcasted even more than it already is. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again for joining us, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. Take care.
Coming up, Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter will bring us our weekly Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, while you're at it, like and follow the John Whitmer Show and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. Every week while the legislature is in session, we like to bring in a legislator from either the House or the Senate to kind of give us a brief of what's been going on and what's coming up in the next few weeks. With us tonight is someone who is very familiar with the studio. He actually was a guest host while I was running for office. He's been on the show multiple times. Speaker of the House, Speaker Pro Tem. I gave you an upgrade there. I gave you a promotion. Blake Carpenter. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always a great opportunity to get a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Speaker Pro Tem, getting ahead of my skis a little.
Well, you know, when I'm sitting on the dais and members, you know, address.
They do call you Mr. Speaker.
They call me Mr. Speaker. So I mean, it's not
technically
not wrong.
And who knows what the future may bring.
Well, we're not.
I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let me ask you about the so-called black mass that at least it's been exercised from the building out to the front lawn. And I get, you know, the people who are saying this is freedom of speech and they have a right to be there. But I mean, it's just you're a Catholic, so it's got to be particularly offensive to you. But this it's just really offensive to a lot of folks.
You're right, John. It is. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here.
While you do that, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's a group of Satanists who are going to hold a satanic ritual. They wanted to do it in the Capitol. They were first approved, and then they were recently kicked outside. But they're going to, like, sanctify or desanctify the building and a bunch of Satan stuff, basically.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying I'm going to choose my words very carefully here is because this is a deep personal issue for me, and it does strike a nerve with me. And so I am at least glad to a certain extent that it's not going to be in the building, at least, bare minimum. But at the same time, I think that this is it is something that we absolutely have to address moving forward. And so I'm a member of the what's called the Legislative Coordinating Council, or the LCC. And so we basically are going to be meeting here in the very near future to be revising and updating our policies to basically make it to where no rituals or anything else like that can happen in the future in the Capitol. So this isn't going to happen again in the future. We shouldn't have even gotten to this point to begin with, but needless to say, it is going to be rectified in the very near future. As far as the People's House and just what they're trying to do within our public building.
This was Governor Kelly's decision, by the way. It wasn't the legislature. You don't control the building and the grounds. And what frustrates me is I know from the past that she has done things like made the March for Life not be able to use the steps and push them even off the steps because of quote-unquote weather or security issues. And yet in this case, she originally let them come into the building to do a satanic ritual.
Well, I will have to make a few points here. So the legislature, we actually control floors 3, 4, and 5. The executive branch controls the first and second floor. And so what happened is if you want to reserve a room in the legislative building, then you have to have a legislative sponsor. If you want to have like a room, a committee room, so on and so forth. However, during COVID, they removed the sponsor requirement, and so what happened was people could then just go and reserve the first or second floor space without anybody saying if and or but about it. And so I will be fair to Laura Kelly in this, in that she did not authorize this. This was her Department of Management folks that were basically just had it on autopilot, allowing people to just reserve the space. So I will say that, and so she actually has been somewhat helpful in moving the satanic everything outside.
So give her credit
of
for that.
Of her jurisdiction as far as the first floor goes. And so, I have to give Laura Kelly a little bit of credit for that.
Good. I'm glad. Let me ask you, I know you were former chair of the House Elections Committee. There have been two bills, Senate Bill 5 and Senate Bill 6. Came out of the Senate. I'm sure they're, I don't know the status, but one of them bans the Biden bucks, the Zucker bucks. And the other one is ensuring that Kansas general or primary elections, statewide or local, are not allowed to use ranked choice voting. I think those are two. I like the idea of both. Can you give us an idea where we are on either of those?
Yeah, so the Biden bucks is a little bit different than the Zucker bucks. So in 2021, we banned Zucker bucks, and that's when Mark Zuckerberg came in and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Kansas in order to do drop boxes and the other things.
Right.
And so we banned that a few years ago, but this is in relations to what the federal government was doing under Biden in the last election and allowing federal agencies to basically get involved in elections and trying to push people to the polls and using money that was not authorized for election purposes. And so this was just basically saying, hey, if Congress has not authorized these dollars to be spent by federal agencies on elections, then it's not going to be allowed or permissible here to try to influence our elections. So that one's pretty simple, I think. Laura Kelly's probably going to end up vetoing
it. Oh, of course. Both of these probably.
And then the second one was, ranked choice voting. It's a conversation we've had all the way back to 2016, 2017, as far as what ranked choice voting is.
I remember.
That being said, we've never allowed it to move forward or authorize it here in the state of Kansas. However, there are local municipalities now that are going out there and trying to authorize this. And the problem and the reason why we're basically pre-exemption, the reason why we're doing it is because it harms the voter confidence in our elections. So if you go in and you vote for somebody and that's your first person that you voted for, and then well, wait a minute. They got the most votes on this first round of balloting, but oh, wait, you picked number two? Well, how does that work?
Right.
And so it's just going to lead to a lot of mass confusion, I think, amongst people, and then just continue to cause degradation on our elections. And I think at this point, people are looking for more voter confidence, not less.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Seems like every session, you know, we get Medicaid expansion from the governor, and the next issue, which are two marijuana bills, were introduced this week. Senate Bill 294, authorizing the processing, distribution, sale, and use of medical marijuana, and House Bill 2405, legalizing marijuana cultivation, manufacturing, possession, and sale for adults. That's actually sounds more, I mean, full legalization. That's the whole, let's just, you know, Katie bar the door there.
Yeah, that sounds like the whole kit and caboodle. So I would say that, John, I think I've talked about this on your program before in the past.
Yeah, you carried the bill back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day, and even then, that bill still needed some more work, and it really was just a conversation starter with the Senate. Senate killed the bill, as you well know. And so I think at the end of the day, the House has already voted on medical marijuana, and the Senate has never taken that up. And so for the House, it's why go through this act of fertility? Why spend a lot of time and debate on something that is just going to inevitably fail if the other chamber is not willing to
right.
have the conversation? So at this point, where the House position is okay, you know, when the Senate passes us something, then all right, let's have the conversation. But we're not going to waste our time. We're going to focus on tax cuts. We're going to focus on other things before that.
Speaking of other things, there are multiple constitutional amendments that have come up this session that'll probably be on the ballot next year. We're gonna have a big ballot. Can you walk us through some of those and what you think will ultimately be on the ballot?
Well, John, I know you asked about multiple constitutional amendments, but I'm just going to talk about one tonight because I am 100% completely biased on a constitutional amendment that I introduced on Wednesday this past week.
Okay, wow.
So not too many people have heard about it yet. We have an op-ed. We've submitted op-eds. We'll see if any of the newspapers run them here in the state of Kansas. But
if you send that to me, email that to me, I will make sure the Sedgwick County Republican Party
all right.
sends that out for you.
Well, then I will.
I might know someone at the Sedgwick County GOP.
Well, there we go. I'd be more than happy to. So, you know, it sounds almost too good to be true. But, John, would you like a day here in Kansas when you no longer have to pay state property taxes or state income taxes?
No, I like paying taxes.
I bet you do, and I bet your listeners love it, too.
I think my whole audience just saying, no, Blake, we want to pay more taxes.
Yes, and so here's the beauty of this. I've been sitting on a few ideas, and there was an aha moment about 2 weeks ago where they all blended together and it made sense. And so what the idea is you create a fund within the Constitution that's protected from politicians where they can't raid it, they can't touch it whatsoever. And then you have a citizens board that goes in and they eliminate tax exemptions. And these tax exemptions, some actually do serve a pretty legitimate purpose and like business inputs and other things that make it to where, okay, we have to kind of have those on the books. However, there's others that were added by special interest just because the right people were in power. And there's over $9 billion right now of tax exemptions on the books here in the state of Kansas.
And this is – I know some of the ones you're talking about, things like – newspapers and car wash laundromats. I mean, it's
a plethora. There's a lot of them out there. And so this citizens board would go out, they would eliminate various tax exemptions. Whatever they eliminate is then the money that is put into this fund. And the fund grows over time.
So if newspapers are finally, they're charging sales tax, that money would, rather than go into the general fund, would go into this fund.
It would go into this fund. It would actually go around the state general fund where politicians could not intercept it, take it, and just increase government spending and programs. For the longest time, you know, I've been there for a few years now in the legislature, and people have talked about eliminating these exemptions.
Oh,
yeah, you have
thank
as well.
You.
You have as well. But the problem that I think exists is that even after you eliminate those exemptions, the legislature is just going to spend more money, create more government programs, and we're going to be right back in the same situation we were in today.
Not likely to give it back.
Exactly. Right. They're not going to give it back. And so the beauty of this idea is that that money goes into this fund, and then over time that fund builds and the interest on that that's being generated on that fund builds, and then you can take that interest and completely substitute these taxes with the interest that's being generated from that fund. And so you can completely eliminate taxes without ever having to blow massive holes in the budget and trying to – I mean, yeah, spending cuts and everything else are great, but you know, when you have to start going in and trying to figure out, you know how it's been. You got to go in.
I know.
You can't cut social services programs. You can't do any of that type of stuff. And so you basically just substitute the funds once the fund is healthy enough, and you get to have people not you don't have to collect taxes from the people anymore, and the government is self-sufficient. And you just have to make it to where there's a cap on that fund, and so we have a 3% cap on how much the legislature is actually able to take out year over year after that fund becomes matured. Based on my initial calculations, the 21.5 mils the state of Kansas collects today is about $900 million. Well, in about 6 to 8 years, you would see a complete elimination of that tax, and the fund would be self-generated over here in the Constitution to where you would no longer have to pay any state property taxes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it depends.
Love that idea.
And then it depends on how long it's going to take for income taxes. Now, income taxes is just shy of $6 billion. And so when you say income taxes in the state of Kansas, that means not only individual but corporate. And so that actually is about $6 billion. So it's about 20 to 30 years in order for that to basically be completely eliminated with the same process. So within really, I would say 25 to 35 years, both of those taxes are completely eliminated.
And replaced by consumption, sales taxes, basically.
Well, and so you still have sales tax on the books. And right. So that if you have a down year or whatever it is, that can basically then be used. But we also have a rainy day fund. So you have other funds that can be used if there is a downturn for a little bit of time, if those investments don't turn out more than 3%. I mean, if that's the case, then we need to hire new investors, because, I mean, you could just put money into government bonds and get like 4 to 5%, right? So, I mean, it's definitely doable. So it's a very interesting idea, is what people keep telling me, and it's a very positive idea. It's a parallel strategy. Right now we're talking about tax cuts. We're talking about tax cuts for property taxes. You know, there's other people who are talking about growth triggers for income taxes. And the beauty about this plan is it doesn't change any of those conversations. It doesn't change the spending cuts. It doesn't change spending increases, tax cuts, or whatever else. All that still happens over here in the silo, while in the background, this fund is generating over here in the Constitution. And then, boom, it triggers. And then, voila, it takes out those taxes. Yes. So it is it's something that, from what I can tell, no other state is currently doing. There are a few countries out there that I reinvented the wheel without realizing it. Norway has a similar fund, which they call the Sovereignty Wealth Fund. They started in the 1990s, and they used their oil and gas money to basically kick the fund off. It's now at it has more than $1.7 trillion in that fund. And you know what? Do you know what the population of Norway is? I didn't know this until I started researching it.
Mm.
Just shy of 6 million people. So double the state of Kansas, or really the population size of Missouri.
Right, yeah.
And they have tens of billions of dollars that's generated in interest every year on that fund. That's the reason why Norway has such low taxes, is because this fund is basically paying for any social programs or any other type of program that they have. And so, I mean, liberals love it because, you know, okay, well, hey, we're not spending money at that point. But at the end of the day, that's not where I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to get to some sort of, liberal utopia here in the state of Kansas. What I'm trying to get to is the complete elimination of our taxes, so government can fund and live on itself without having to basically come tax us for it.
Well, that's fascinating. That one I'll be interested to see. I know there's a number of others. I've got a break here. Do you want to stick through the break? And I know you got to head back up to Topeka, but can you stick
around?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick break. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Folks, you have the power to change what's going on in Wichita or Topeka, for that matter. Make your voices heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. I want to remind you a couple things. This time of year, sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are still available if you want information on that. You can email Tony at knssradio.com. And speaking of sponsors, don't forget next Sunday, thanks to our sponsor, Eck Insurance, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka next Sunday. So with us still is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. I know, Blake, there is one constitutional amendment that hopefully we'll see on the ballot, and that's moving the judicial selection process from this elite system now where, you know, a panel of lawyers basically picks their own bosses. Where are we in that process?
Great question, John. So it's passed out of the Senate, and now it's over in the House, and the House had a hearing on it this past week. I would imagine that here sometime in the next week or two, you're going to end up seeing us take up that vote on the floor. And if we are successful, which I am, I'm fairly confident that we will be, that will be on the ballot in 2026 as well. So, I don't know if you've talked about this in depth with your listeners or not.
Not really. I mean, other than, they know how elite the system is. They know that this is replacing it basically with direct elections instead of a federal model. But, you know, the bottom line is, and we have talked about the fact that, right now, there last time I checked, it was between 5,000 to 7,000 lawyers in the state of Kansas. Those lawyers pick this commission, and the commission gives 3 choices to the governor. She has to pick one. So you really there's no representative government in that whole process. And this is the head of an entire branch of government.
Well, you're not wrong. And so we have the most undemocratic method in the entire United States with how this is set up. So there are other boards that are set up kind of how we have it, except for we're the only one where we give the bar, which are attorneys, the majority stake in this board. The other states that have this type of a board have it to where citizens have the majority stake. But what's interesting about this is it's a 9-person board, and 5 of the 9 people are all attorneys elected by attorneys. Well, then those attorneys are going to be the ones that appear in front of the Supreme Court. And so it's like, well, what are we doing here? And when you hear the left argue this issue, what's interesting is that they don't want people to have the right to vote on this.
Right.
And they think that, oh, well, special interests are going to get involved. Well, wait a minute. This is kind of adorable. Well, I don't know if adorable is the right word, but this is kind of interesting because they are all about retention elections. But then they're not about direct elections. So it's like, well, wait a minute. What's the difference here?
Right.
Oh, well, $50 million can be spent on a direct election. $50 million can be spent on a retention election, too.
And we've seen that happen where some of these outside groups come in and spend a lot of money on getting these Supreme Court justices reelected. So there's no difference here, folks.
Well, what
the difference is we're giving the power to the people.
They want the citizens to fight with one hand behind their back instead of somebody else being on the ballot to challenge the other person. They want it to where you only see one name and you don't know who they are. And so this is just going to add more transparency to the process. And there's a few other little factoids I have for you and your listeners, John. Since 2007, our Kansas Supreme Court has been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court 8 out of 9 times.
Yeah, it's the most overturned court in the country, as I
That's my understanding. Yeah. And here's the thing. Another thing that's an interesting fact. When we became a state in 1861, we had direct elections of our Kansas Supreme Court. And for the first 97 years of our state's history, we directly elected our Kansas Supreme Court. And then they changed it in 1958. I think that they ended up overreacting. There was something called the triple play. They didn't have to completely gut the entire system as it was and go to what we have today, which is just horrible. All they had to do is just, okay, how do you fill a vacancy?
And that's, let the governor appoint himself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just go fix that part of it. And anyway, they didn't. They overreacted. And now we have the broken system that we have today. So all we're simply trying to do, actually, is just go back to the way it used to be, which we've had for the majority that our state has been actually a state.
Yep. Ironic. Blake, I appreciate you as always, brother. I know we'll see you next Sunday when we're broadcasting from Topeka. If folks are interested and they want to connect, they can find you at carpenter4kansas.com, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
When's your next podcast, by the way? We try and share those on the page.
Typically, they come out every Friday while we're in session.
Make sure you send me that, too. I'll put that on the page.
All right, will do. Thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll have Olivia Krolchek, ambassador from the Riley Gaines Center, with us. Listening to the John Whitmer Show. Be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way, folks. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Olivia Krolchek is a Riley Gaines Center ambassador and campus reform reporter, both projects, by the way, of the Leadership Institute. While pursuing a major in chemistry at the University of Cincinnati, she was given a failing grade on a project proposal in one of her courses for using the term biological woman. I know. What can you say? Okay. Trust me, Olivia's post about her experience on TikTok reached more than 6 million views before it was deleted for violating community guidelines. Later, she was permanently banned from TikTok for, wait for it, speaking the truth. Men and women are different. Jeez, well, there's only two genders. Amazing how that works. Because of this treatment and the threat of bullying poses to women and girls, she's now a passionate advocate for free speech and protecting women's identity opportunities and safety. Olivia, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Given a failing grade on a project for using the term biological woman, that is a first. I have not heard that one before. I would have expected this from University UC Berkeley or something, or even University of Kansas, but I would have thought maybe the University of Wisconsin might be a little, or Cincinnati rather, might be a little more understanding, but apparently not.
You would think, but keep in mind this was a required diversity, equity, and inclusion class, and the project was on feminism. I thought it was feminist to write about protecting women's sports, but apparently I'm in the wrong.
Well, but you remember, because if they identify as women, that makes them women, right? That's all that matters. You just have to say you are one. And all of a sudden, and you know, this whole thing, and I know you were just here in Wichita, this whole thing, and I watched your travel schedule, by the way, you're like going into the fire. You're going into the gauntlet, some of these states that you've been visiting recently. And I saw Riley Gaines is coming to the University of Kansas here, I think it's next week or something, and I actually had to shoot her a quick text and say, you know, bring your Kevlar, because KU is the UC Berkeley of the Midwest. But, you know, March is Women's History Month, a time you'd think the country would be celebrating women, but there's been this strong push by many on the left to include trans women in Women's History Month. Again, it's yet another indignity that women are having to suffer, that now they want to include trans women, which are men, in Women's History Month.
Exactly. It's ironic that it's Women's History Month and women are at risk of becoming just that, history. But that's why the Riley Gaines Center, us ambassadors, we're taking the fight for women's sports nationwide, which is why we have so many campus stops this spring at different universities across the nation. Because even though Donald Trump signed an executive order to protect female athletes, we've seen it in states already like Maine, California, Minnesota. They're openly defying this federal law, which just goes to show that the fight is far from over.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that 12 states are refusing to comply with President Trump's executive order aimed at basically keeping men out of women's sports and safe spaces. And, you know, it's wildly unpopular, by the way, to support biological males competing in girls' sports. So I don't know why these governors are so adamant to oppose it. But it's not just about policy. It, for me, and for, I know for Riley and for those who are advocating for this, it's about protecting the integrity of women's athletics and ensuring female athletes have a fair and safe and level playing field. It's really what this comes down to.
Exactly. I mean, this is one of the most urgent civil rights battles of our entire time. We have to protect this fair competition and equal opportunity for all females. I mean, there are middle schoolers out there who one day want to compete in the Olympics or one day want to get scholarships for their athletics in college. And if we don't defend this right now, those girls are never going to have a chance.
We're talking with Olivia Krolchek, who's a Riley Gaines Center ambassador. I want to, you know, people say this never happens. And I during my monologue, I mentioned a couple of these cases, but you had a biological boy in California who just got the triple jump record by 8 feet. That alone should tell you that setting a new women's record by 8 feet, there's a biological competitive advantage. but he's a male, also exactly. won the long jump and the sprint. I mean, this is – and now he's on his way to a women's state championship. It's just – it's inherently unfair.
Yeah, it's happening across the nation. We just saw in Maine a boy pole vaulter won in the women's competition, won the entire state championship for his team. This is happening all across the nation, and it needs to be stopped as soon as possible.
We saw, and I think I found this actually on your Twitter feed, your X feed, or whatever you want to say it. And by the way, you're at Olivia Krolczyk, and I'll spell that Olivia, K-R-O-L-C-Z-Y-K underscore on X if folks want to follow you. But I think I found the story about Frances Stout on your page, which is about the high school basketball player from Washington who refused to compete alongside a male athlete, and now she's being accused of bullying and harassment. I mean,
isn't that absolutely insane?
Yeah.
I mean, but across the nation, anyone who speaks up immediately fired from your jobs, failed in your classes, ostracized from your peers. People like me and Riley who are going and standing up for these girls. For example, University of Washington, I went there in January, and I was giving a speech about the protection of women, where I was held hostage by 200-plus protesters. And that's not even a unique situation. Riley Gaines was held hostage at San Francisco State prior to that. So anyone who speaks up about this issue, immediately punished.
Yeah, I remember we had Riley on this show not too long after that incident. You were just here at Wichita State University. The folks at Turning Points USA, the Wichita State chapter, brought you here. I'm sorry I missed it. I understand it was a great event. I didn't see much of the wackadoodle crowd out there. Did you get much? Did anybody try and you know take you hostage, or was it a pretty warm reception?
Luckily, the event went really smooth. The Turning Point students were absolutely incredible. The attendees were incredible, had great questions. Overall successful event. No wackadoos at that event, thankfully. But 2 days later in Maine, I had hundreds of protesters with blue hair. So I'm not surprised, though.
And that, I was going to ask you that Riley has launched the Riley Gaines Center Spring Campus Tour. I saw that you had just gone to Maine, and obviously Maine is in the news right now because their governor squared off with Trump in the White House, in the Oval Office, which is
correct.
Always a smart thing to do, try and go one-on-one with Donald Trump. But I mean, what do these people want? What are they? Because part of me just doesn't understand what they're asking for when they hold you hostage for 2 hours, or when they're, you know, chanting that you're a bigot and a fascist and everything else. I don't think they know what they want. They're just mad.
They just want attention. That's what this whole issue stemmed from. I think it all started during COVID when everyone was bored and stuck at home. All of a sudden, everyone wanted attention on social media, so they started following these liberal trends and this indoctrination. And here we are, and we still have people following those progressive trends just for attention. That's all they want.
Yeah, and it's sad when we don't call them out. I mean, I refuse to do it on this show. I call them what they are, biological males or he's and she's. And, you know, it's very simple as far as I'm concerned. Olivia, again, I follow you on X. You've got a great feed there. It's at Olivia Krolczyk, and that if I'm pronouncing that, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Olivia KROLCZYK underscore. And if folks want more information about the tour or the Riley Gaines Center itself, they can find that at RileyGainesCenter.org. Correct.
Correct, yes. And we have so many more events coming up. I'm headed to Whitworth University in Spokane, Washington on Tuesday. Me and the other ambassadors, including Riley, will be at so many different schools in the next few months. So feel free to check them out and stop by.
Yep. I know Riley's coming to KU here later. I think it's next week, as a matter of fact. And I'm hoping that we treat her the way she deserves to be treated. And same for you. Olivia, carry on the fight. Keep up the good work and stay in touch, would you please?
Thank you. I will, of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. What do you think? Should the city of Wichita recognize Transgender Day of whatever delusion? Should biological males be able to compete in, you know, women's sports? I don't know. You tell me. Give me a call. 869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. That's shame on him. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one to talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. If you're looking for a way to get involved in campaigns or get involved in pushing your message, unleashing prosperity, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And of course, while you like it, make sure you, or while you're at it, rather, make sure you like and follow me on Facebook and True Social and on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. Kim Gish from the vice chair, my vice chair at the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Kim, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you on the show.
It's very nice to be on your show, Mr. Whitmer. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I mentioned it to kick off the show, but I should remind folks we've got the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting coming up this Thursday at Wichita Area Builders Association. 6:30 is the doors. Meeting starts at 7, and the speaker is Attorney General Chris Kobach, correct?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic meeting. I'd love to see as many people to come down to be able to hear our Attorney General and all the wonderful things that he is doing not only for our state, but also for our country.
Yes. Yep. I agree. And Chris is doing a fantastic job. He has found his groove. He has found his calling for sure. Noticed looking at the Sedgwick County Republican Party's Facebook page, it seems you guys have been doing a bunch of voter registration drives. I know you did a gun show. You've been at a couple of schools doing it. And I'm so glad to see the party reaching out, particularly to younger voters, and getting them registered to vote.
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. And just one day I was just sitting down and I was thinking, you know, you've got these kids that are almost 18 years old or 18 years old. We have got to get them out and be able to let them know how to get out and how to vote and who to vote for also, because a lot of them actually don't know who to vote for when I'm at the table.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, the whole point is to get people more involved in our process, which I know is one of the reasons why I've got a long list of folks that I need to appoint as precinct people, but we're also recruiting candidates. I know right now that the party and some other of our allies in the process, like the folks at Republican Women, are actively looking for candidates for some of these upcoming school board and city council races, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, just look at this movement that's happening in our own city as far as this Transgender Visibility Celebration Day that we're going to have. So, I mean, this is going to be so important for us to be able to find the right conservative candidate and to be able to go knock on doors, because this is going to be a low turnout, I believe, because many people voted for the president, that now they are not maybe going to care as much, that we've got to make sure that we get them out to get to vote so that we can make sure that our city and our state stays red.
Well, you know, I attended tonight's State of the City address from Mayor Wu, and one of the things that she talked about more than once during the address was priorities. And it's particularly interesting when you're in the case of the city and the county, for that matter, but they're facing a budget shortfall. And that's why it is so important that we run good candidates, because when you're facing a budget shortfall and you're spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on porta potties or art at the water treatment center or all the other things, you know, that's nonsense. We should be focusing on streets and cops and fire and EMS and social services and lowering taxes. Instead, we're raising taxes to spend it on frivolous stuff.
Exactly. And then, you know, instead of concentrating on that, they're concentrating on climate change and, of course, like I said, Transgender Visibility Day.
Yep.
Let's get down to the basics. Let's get some common sense people back into our city so that we can help people like Dalton Glasscock, JV, to make sure that we've got good votes out there so that we can thrive for our city in the future.
If
I'm thinking about also to let you know, just to let people know, we do with the newsletter. If you are not attached to the newsletter, please go to Sedgwick.gop, and get onto our newsletter. We have a fantastic newsletter every week that us four put together. We have Jenna Pettit, who is absolutely amazing when it comes to putting that all together for us. And so just to be able to get ideas or be able to know what events are going to be happening, get onto our newsletter also. And then if you, we have Jason Carmichael that has also brushed up and has made a wonderful website for us. So if you go to that Sedgwick.gop, you can check out what he has done for us too. Plus, again, we have some fantastic Facebook that we are trying to keep people attached to us and let us know what's going on also. So we're really reaching out to people. We're just asking you to please come back and reach out to us.
Kim, we appreciate you. Again, keep up the good work. We'll see you Thursday night for the next monthly meeting. Again, it's Wichita Area Builders Association at 6:30 with Attorney General Chris Kobach. And if folks are interested, they can find more information at Sedgwick.gop, correct?
That is correct, Sedgwick.gop.
Appreciate you, Kim. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Whitner.
You know, it was an interesting, Phil, it was an interesting state of the city tonight. It was a big crowd. The did it at the downtown library.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the first thing I noticed is this building is sitting there empty. It has been for a number of years
And
why hasn't the city found a way to do something with that? They should subcontract it out to event planners. I mean, I've planned events for 20 years. It'd be a great place for corporate events, for weddings, for banquets, for things like that. It's a huge open space.
It is, yeah.
It's actually nice on the inside. It's well apportioned. It's been well maintained, and it's got some really neat features to it, particularly at night. I bet it's absolutely gorgeous in there with those big tall windows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a perfect example. The taxpayers are paying to maintain the building, for security for the building, for the utilities and all the other stuff on the building, and it's not doing anything with it.
Right. And I've been inside that building before they built the new library. I remember going to the old library there, and they could, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities that could be done with that
building. Well, the mayor said today that she thinks that I've heard already talk about Wichita PD needs a new headquarters.
Mm.
Well, here you go. And she said, her vision is to move Wichita Police Department into that building, repurpose it for the WPD, and then get this, the three floors that PD takes up in City Hall, move the county over there, so now the county doesn't need a new building. And all of this saves taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need to be spending if you can find other ways to accomplish what you need without having to go back to the taxpayers for more money.
Well, and you're not having to look too hard for it either. It's
right.
Sitting there right in front of us.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think frustrates people when they read about the porta potties and the money for art. And I know I harp on those things, but, you know, somebody's going to get taxed out of their home so that we can have $600,000 porta potties. And that's criminal, in my opinion.
It comes down to what you and I face in our everyday life. We have needs.
Yep.
And we have wants.
Exactly.
And while I don't know if a $600,000 porter potty is.
Well, technically it was two, so they're $300,000.
Okay. Shares,
yeah.
Do they need something down there? Do they want something down there? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think it rates up as high as some of the other things that this city and the county need.
No.
They're more
like
important
things. Much like the county's $10 million elephant barn last year. It's the same kind of, you know, wasted expense that, you know, and again, it's like you said, when you have priorities, it'd be different if we were flush with cash. And even then, I would say, give the money back. Don't spend it. But in this case, you're facing a budget shortfall. And you're going to have to raise taxes. We know it's coming. They're going to raise taxes in order to do this. It's if it's non-essential spending, you shouldn't be doing it. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And speaking of City Council, City Councilman Dalton Glasscock will bring us an update from City Hall. We do the legislative updates. It's high time I did a City Hall update. Maybe next week or so we'll do a county commission update. 316-869-1330. The studio lines are open. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on social media and on X at John R. Whitmer. 316-869-1330. Studio lines are open. We do the legislative update from Topeka, but it's been a while since we've had an update from City Hall. So with us now is City Councilman Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, thank you for joining us. Nice to see you. I mean, we just hung out at the State of the City address, but nice to have you on the show, my friend.
I should have just come straight to the studio and hung out with you for the entire time. Yeah.
Actually, you were a guest host, so it'd be like old hat for you. So.
It would have been. That was a great 2 hours of guest hosting for you.
Not only that, but we got to keep in mind the regular job, your main gig, and trust me, you are an old hat when it comes to radio, a lot bigger radio than this show. So, I got to ask you, and I don't mean to put you in an awkward position. By the way, you were one of the people who did not vote for this, so thank you. But on Thursday, the Wichita City Council passed a proclamation with 4 votes in favor, all 3 Democrats and Becky Tuttle, recognizing March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. I'm just curious, you know, the president just issued an executive order to keep transgender athletes out of women's sports. It seems like America is trying to move beyond some of this stuff. Why normalize and celebrate this?
Well, first and foremost, I do think everybody in our community should feel welcome.
Yeah.
They should feel this place they can live, they can work, they can raise a family. I think the process on how the city council votes on proclamations is flawed. If we want transparency at City Hall, how we vote on proclamations is not the way to do it. And maybe that's the way it's always been done. But I'm not here just to continue things the way they've always been done. Right now, the city council votes via email. And so the only way that the public is aware of who votes on what proclamations is someone has to core request that information. And so I want to call on in the next couple weeks having staff explore the possibility of voting on proclamations from the bench. I think the public deserves to know how we vote on proclamations. And I think that's a systemic change that just offers more transparency to the public on a lot of these issues.
I think that's a great idea because you're right. I mean, if I hadn't been told by, ironically, someone from out of town about this and how the vote played out, I wouldn't know. And I know a CORA request has been submitted, but they shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have, because you're claiming that my city is going to celebrate this. Well, I might want to know who supports that.
Well, and often a lot of these proclamations, John, I get hundreds of emails every single day, and often a lot of these proclamations get lost in our email inbox. And then on top of that, if a proclamation receives 4 votes, it doesn't go back out to the council for a reminder on the vote. It's simply literally an email chain on doing these proclamations. It's not good governance, and we need to reform how we are voting on these in the future.
The city council is also scheduled to vote at its Tuesday evening meeting. By the way, thank you guys for doing Tuesday evening meetings. I think, again, that's great. Transparency allows more people to attend. But on Tuesday, they're going to vote on implementing a citywide municipal ID program. Supporters argue they would lower the barriers for Wichitans who, you know, homeless, basically, and lack standard documentation. I know there are folks that are opposed to this idea in particular because the plan that I've seen as right now allows this ID to be used for an I-9, which means an illegal immigrant would be able to now have one of these municipal issue IDs substitute and help them get employment and skirt our immigration laws. That, I think, is a big issue for folks. This one's a little kind of confusing to me.
Well, first off, I won't support anything that says that we need to ignore federal or state law. That is not our job. That is not my job at City Hall. I do believe that, I'll ask that question, John, first. I'll ask that question to make sure that we're in line with federal and state law. But I think offering our, especially homeless community, the option to have an ID so they can offer shared services, not a bad principle, as long as we're in line with federal, state law, and as long as these IDs cannot be used for voting purposes.
I'm glad you brought that up. And I think you're right. I think the idea behind it is good. And we want to help folks who are homeless and help them get out of that situation and bring themselves out of it. But at the same time, we do need to protect our immigration system. We need to protect our work, the authenticity of our work, and most importantly, the integrity of our vote. And so I'm glad to hear that you're on top of that, and we'll ask the city staff about those things. We're talking with Dalton Glasscock, Wichita City Council member. My city councilman, by the way, is doing a fantastic job. One of the things that you did is formed a citizen-led budget advisory committee with the goal to cut down on spending and improve government efficiency. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, one, I want them to hold me just as accountable as I want them to hold my colleagues. And so I have very little involvement on the day-to-day operations. I know that there is a committee. It's composed of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and that's how it should be, because I want that diverse thought process when they bring recommendations to the city council, including state representatives, former candidates, Democrat candidates for mayor, former GOP chairs. I think it's a very diverse group that's trying to make sure you hold City Hall accountable. In addition to that, at my town hall in May or June of this year, I plan on giving all the citizens, every citizen, the ability of how to request budget documents, how do you look up ordinances, and equipping them with the tools that this group will have so that they can look at these items and they can send in recommendations. And, hey, I may not agree with all of them, but I don't want to guide this conversation because there are a lot of efficiencies that I may not be able to see, or maybe efficiencies I don't agree with, but maybe my colleagues do, and maybe we should talk about them.
Yeah, that was one of the things, and I mentioned it in our last segment when at the State of the City that the mayor brought up, and I agree with, is the issue of priorities. And when you're facing a budget shortfall as large as, I've heard anywhere from, you could tell me what the number is, but it's bad. It's time to prioritize. And if that means that maybe for a while we stop buying art for the water treatment plant, or we don't buy $100,000 porta potties and we start focusing on what matters, maybe that's what we have to do. But I'm glad to hear that you're looking for things like this advisory committee to come up with ways to be more efficient and prioritize.
Well, first off, I'll say they were $250,000 porta potty, so even more offensive than what you just said. However, On top of that, there are a lot of great ideas that come before city council. But in these great ideas, there are two lines that a lot of these are not the purpose, role, or function of local government. And so something can be a great idea and not the role of government. And we need to realize that. So when people come and they want government to solve their problems, we're going to cause more problems than we're going to solve. And so don't come to government having us having all the solutions. And then on top of that, you have to weigh. There's a give and take in everything. And my job is to be able to weigh and balance those things. And so good ideas can be great. But if we can't fund them and the and I don't want to increase property taxes for a 90-year-old citizen who's living on a fixed income, those are conversations we have to have. And those are conversations that, sure, if we live in this idealistic world, there are plenty of other things, but we don't. And government often fails far more than it succeeds.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing the city council in 2025? Do you think it's the budget?
I mean, of course, the budget is our largest vote every year. It's the most important vote every year. But on top of that, we just have to take care of what we have. Today, you and I were both at the old library, and we see how dilapidated that building is. And it is dilapidated because we haven't taken care of it. Luckily, this council just voted to move forward with a new roof and some improvements to the building, but we're not taking care of our assets. And until we take care of our assets, we shouldn't build new and expand on those.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. I mean, because they are, and I like the mayor's idea, maybe moving the, you know, PD in there, and then that opens up space at City Hall. The county can move. Now the county's not having to build another building or pay rent at, you know, some other place. It's, again, you're trying to consolidate. You're trying to work on shared services and find ways to cut down on spending and be more efficient. And I just don't understand why people would oppose that.
Well, and we gave the public, it's been not used for 7 years. We gave the public the opportunity through an RFP process to submit uses for this building. The uses also have to make economic sense. And when you have a building, because we have failed to take care of it that's dilapidated, a lot of these proposals don't make economic sense for a nonprofit, and government should not be subsidizing a lot of these operations. So why not use a city facility for a city function that is a purpose of local government? That's what makes sense. And those are things we should be talking about from the city council. We shouldn't be debating social issues. We shouldn't be debating anything else. Our job, our roads, fire, police, infrastructure. Yep. That is the role and function of local government.
I completely agree. Your lips to God's ears, my friend. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, want more information, they can find you online at daltonglasscock.com. And is that the best way for them to reach out?
That's the best way, daltonglasscock.com, or you can go on Facebook at Councilman Dalton Glasscock. I try to post through every day and post updates, so those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
Appreciate you as always, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, take care. We'll talk soon, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear what you think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we should do a Transgender Day of Inclusivity or whatever it is, visibility, or I don't know, you know. Got to be careful what I say on this topic. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, my friends at Americans for Prosperity, if you're looking for a way to get involved in politics and policy, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state. Make your voice heard. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. Don't forget my carry-on commentaries. They run Monday through Friday right here, three times a day right here on KNSS. You'll hear those. If you have a suggestion for a carry-on commentary, feel free to email me at john@knssradio.com. Next Sunday, we'll be back in Topeka broadcasting live thanks to my friends at Eck Insurance. And don't forget Thursday night, Wichita Area Builders Association, the Attorney General, Chris Kobach, will be speaking at the Sacramento County Republican Party. So, couple of good things. You know, one of the things that I wanted to just before, and I know we've got callers and I want to get to Faith, but, you know, as I more and more I've thought about this ID thing, for me, I get the homeless argument. I think that's the shiny object, and you know, they're trying to make it out like. Bottom line is it helps illegals. I think this is a gift to illegal immigrants. if you really want to do this, then you say, okay, fine, it's for homeless, but you still have to proof of citizenship in order to get one.
And that's, I think right. that's the I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but Dalton brought that up, that should be the box that you check. If this is a great idea, but we need to have that.
I mean, according to the article I read, this ID will count as an I-9, which that's employment. Mm-hmm. Well, that helps illegals, and we don't need to help illegals take jobs from American citizens. And, you know, there's other questions. How's the city going to keep track of the database for this background information? What's the new system going to cost? I mean, this is a new ID. It's a new program. So that's just more spending, more growing government on a new whatever. And of course, it's another entitlement. Once you do these, they never go away. And I don't understand why it's any different than the state ID system. Right now, the state of Kansas will give you a free ID if you're homeless, if you're indigent, if you're poor. You just have to go apply for one. And their argument would be, well, it's hard for homeless to get to wherever it is they need to go to get their ID. Well, it's not hard for them to get to the liquor store. It's not hard for them to get down and buy a pack of smokes. So they clearly can get around. If they need an ID, they could just go to the state of Kansas. And I don't know. There's just it's more and more I'm becoming passionately against this thing.
There's going to be some kinks that need to be worked out with this. It's a good idea, but it in theory, and I think there needs to be more done
and yet
and looked at.
I will bet you this is another 4-3 vote with I'm not going to, but I bet you this turns out to be.
It could very well be.
Sadly. We'll see. Hopefully. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. Faith, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Hi, John. I don't listen all the time, but I listen sometimes.
Shame on you. Shame.
It's important to get different views when you're a libertarian. We don't swing one way or the other. You know, libertarians are not a monolith.
No. I've got a lot of libertarian. Trust me, when I've had fights over the years because, you know, I kind of support the medical marijuana as long as it's done the right way. And now that pisses off a lot of my conservatives. So, you know, trust me, I've got some libertarian in me.
Well, good. Because we don't always share the same worldviews and opinions, and we all don't make the same choices in our lives.
Nope.
And I was hearing about the concern about Transgender Day of Visibility. And I think what does unite libertarians over slogans, over sound bites, is that shared belief that all individuals deserve to live their lives as they see best.
And I would agree with that. I completely agree, and in my conversations with the folks who voted for this, they brought that up, and I said, yeah, I agree with that, but that doesn't mean we need to celebrate them, normalize them, and give them a platform. We don't do straight white guy day of visibility. We don't do Catholic day of visibility. Why are we doing I chose to pretend to be something I'm not day of visibility?
I think that there are some who will always find true liberty to be too risky an idea to embrace. That could be you. Unfortunately, that could be our elected officials.
Yeah.
True liberty means that even though we don't like something, it means we're allowing people to be who and what they are. And it's none of our business.
Okay, so let me, along those lines then,
I support that.
Let me ask you this. The arrest and impending deportation of Mahmoud Khalil has been in the news lately. He's the former Columbia University graduate student. I say that this is a decisive moment, that we're basically finally starting to crack down on extremism and terrorist supporters infiltrating Americans' colleges.
And I say it's a violation of our First Amendment rights. That's what I say it is.
Okay, so does an illegal who came here, who's got a, not an illegal, but does an immigrant with a green card have the right to offer essentially material support to a terrorist organization as part of his free speech rights?
So does someone legally allowed to live in the U.S. get to exercise their First Amendment right? Is that the question you're asking me?
No, because the immigration law, specifically Section 212 of the Immigration and Naturalization Act, it's very clear. It says green card holders can lose their status and face deportation if they endorse or support terrorist activity.
Khalil's.
I think that's where the problem is because his standing up for his country and his people has been equated to terrorism.
Well, great, but then go back there.
You and I can answer.
Then I would say go back there.
I can answer.
But if you're giving material support and passing out pro-Hamas material and effectively. No, actually, some of the flyers that he was handing out were actually Hamas literature that came from Hamas and showed pictures of Hamas leadership. There's a difference between pro-Palestine. Nobody wants to see people get killed. Nobody wants to see Israelis get killed. Nobody wants to see Palestinians get killed. But if you're putting out pro-Hamas activism on a college campus, we have a right to say, I mean, you don't, if I'm a guest in somebody's home, I don't walk in there and start criticizing the linoleum. And expect to stay.
No, but we have no proof of that. I have seen no evidence of that. And again, I will fall back onto my libertarian values. Under the Constitution, we talk about the Second Amendment all the time. This is what we share with conservatives. We get a lot of support for that. We have the Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment, and I think there needs to be a plethora of evidence before we start talking about booting people out that are here legally. And I would say the same thing about Transgender Day of Awareness. That is our right as people, the liberty that we have to live in this country, to be able to either celebrate or protest things that we don't like.
That's true.
We do a proclamation and it goes through. There are going to be people that celebrate it and there will be people that protest it. That's our right under the First Amendment. And I support that.
Faith, I think it's been a great call. I appreciate the call. Listen more often and feel free to call as often as you want.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate you. You know, this is interesting with Khalil, Mahmoud Khalil. I mean, for me, it's his actions have crossed the line from free speech into material support for terrorists. And I think what it comes down to is green cards confer privileges, not immunity from accountability. And at some point, we have a right as a country. It's the same thing with the border issue. You know, we have a right to have secure borders. We have a right to say, if you come here illegally, we're going to boot you out and you got to come back the right way. And this is the same kind of thing. If you're not showing respect for your hosts ask you to leave. And that's where I am on this. It's the guy. I mean, I've seen enough evidence of what I've seen in news coverage. The guy clearly was putting out pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist organization material. Hey, boot him. Send him packing.
Free speech is a right.
It is.
It is a right.
Citizens.
And there is no argument to that. However,
there are limitations, though. Like,
there's
not yelling fire in a theater.
There's parameters.
Yep, there are parameters.
And those parameters is, if you're calling for the death and destruction of a race, a sect, that's not free speech.
Right.
You've gone over the line.
That's where I am on this. You crossed a line when you start going that route. But I love the call. Faith, I want more faiths to call. And people left of faith, because she's not that left. Faith, I appreciate the call. Next week, don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka. Thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.